This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. Here we go. This one is from Cecil in Saginaw, Michigan. Cecil writes, I'm a 70-year-old bachelor, and I swore I'd never get married. But now I'm in love with a younger woman, and she's threatening to leave me if I don't get my act together. See, I have another problem, too. I have a very controlling daughter, and she will be wealthy after I pass away. She's my everything, and I know she will fight over my assets, especially because she thinks my girlfriend is only with me for the money. She suggested I get a prenup if I decide to marry this woman. What should I do, CLO?
Well, go on and get a prenup. Depends on how much younger this woman is, but if you're 70, damn near everybody you meet
everybody
gonna be younger.
So
that covers a wide range of people, Cecil. And so I'm assuming that she is quite younger, and your daughter's a little bit aggravated by it. And I think you can understand that, but your daughter is your everything. So if the woman really loves you for your love and not for your money, at this age difference, she would understand that you want to leave everything to your child. And so that makes sense, but she's threatening to leave you if you don't get yourself together. How? She wants either one of two things. She wants you to get your daughter under control, or she wants you to handle your business and hand it over to her. Those are the only two things I could think she's telling you to get yourself together, or she gonna leave you. And in the words of someone, I don't know where this phrase came from, but the two words are bye and Felicia, and you can apply those, and because I'm pretty sure
movie Friday.
That's some ice cube.
Yeah. He's in love, Steve.
Yeah, I understand that. You can get somebody else. That's good, brother.
All right, we're moving on. Tabitha in Philly says, "I'm a 34-year-old married woman, and I need your advice. My husband works downtown, and I work from home. On Friday, I ran to the dry cleaners, and I saw my husband's car. I expected him to be in the cleaners, but instead, his assistant was inside at the counter. She turned bright red when she saw me, and I told her to give me the car keys and call an Uber. My husband was very upset and asked me to apologize to his assistant. I told him that would never happen. Do you think I overreacted about this?"
Well, you didn't know why the assistant had the car down at the cleaners. Was obviously to pick up some cleaning, I'm assuming.
I mean, what
he wasn't down there. They wasn't at a hotel.
Yeah.
He gave her the car to go down there to pick up his dry cleaning. You done came in all gangster, get a Uber, give me the damn car keys. Now you got what you wanted. You got the car keys. Now your husband upset. What did your husband do?
Well, she did turn bright red, Uncle Steve. She turned bright red.
Well, yeah. You be scared too. Somebody wife walk in, you got the keys.
Yeah.
Told him I want to drive this.
Bright red sound like a white woman though. I'm just telling you. Bright red.
What?
Sound like white woman to me. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah, well. I know one thing. She got ass in that you Uber. That's a damn show. I promise you that happened. Wasn't no argument about that key. She had her that key and got right in the Uber.
Yeah. But you're saying you think the wife overreacted?
I do. I do. But I also understand her position, but she jumped to the conclusion without no other proof other than she had the keys to the car.
She should apologize.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
But that ain't gonna happen.
Right.
That's not
gonna happen. Yeah. All right. Moving on, Molly in Tupelo, Mississippi says, I'm a 29-year-old single mother and my boyfriend of 5 years just moved in with a guy I slept with last year. I slept with a guy while my boyfriend was deployed last year. He works with a guy now and they decided to be roommates so my boyfriend can save up to buy a house. My boyfriend can't live with me because my son's father won't allow it. Do I tell my boyfriend that I had sex with his roommate or pray it never comes up?
Better get to praying.
Bam.
Don't walk that information in the door that you slept with him while he was deployed. You know, listen to me. There's a saying that everything comes to light. That's not true. That's just not true.
That's not true, Steve.
So don't start bringing everything to the light.
Turn that damn light off.
Right. Sometimes,
blow out that candle.
Sometimes in our lives, and all of us have benefited from it, there's a thing that we all benefit from called grace. Yeah. And but by the grace, somehow, some things are not allowed to be known about you. And that's some grace and favor. You should be the beneficiary of that as long as you can. Don't walk nothing in there and tell it that they don't know. And these are some famous words. Shut your damn mouth. I don't know who that quote is from. But shut your damn mouth is one of my favorite quotes. I don't know who to attribute that to, but I love it.
Shut your damn mouth. Man.
Shirley.
All right. All right, here we go. All right, one last one. Che, you have one. Do some work.
No, I just wanted to add to what he's saying about shut your damn mouth. It's very important. If you have information that somebody doesn't know, don't give it to them just willy-nilly. What the hell would you do that for? That is just stupid. That's all I had to say. That's just dumb as hell.
You don't have a skill. They don't know,
and you, I mean, they don't know, and you telling them? Damn, that's dumb. That is just dumb. I mean,
see, Steve,
why?
This is what we went through while
why?
You were on vacation.
Why?
Ask Bitter why? Man.
Yeah. Why, though?
Why? Yeah. And who all deployed in Tupelo?
But some people believe in honesty. Some people believe in honesty. You know, that's they want the truth.
Honesty
is stupid.
Honesty is stupid.
Honesty is overrated.
It's way overrated. All right, we gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.